the college game is at an all-time high right now. ESPN shows that, the College World Series shows that, and postseason, how we fill up in conference championships, the regional, the super regional, and then College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. But where we can gain more popularity is in the regular season. Right now, our regular season overlaps with March Madness. And let's face it, unless you're in the South, our February and March is a very tough schedule because it's still pretty cold outside. And that's one of the things that's always held us back, I felt, is that we're right in March Madness and the end of basketball, with basketball being an all-time high. And then the other thing that hurts us is the cold weather. If there's ever an opportunity to move our schedule back, I think it needs to be done. I think baseball players should go to school in the summer full-time. I think baseball players should go to school in the spring full-time. And I think in the fall, what we're in right now should be like our summer. That's where our athletes should take 3 or 6 hours, be able to relax more and have some downtime. And then let's start in the spring schedule, getting going, push our season back a little bit, and baseball players go full-time in the summer also. And we could fill ballparks around the country with warmer weather college baseball. There's no doubt we could. But what you get into is you're not in your traditional season with the other athletes. Well, I understand that, but our season's not a traditional. And, you know, if Michigan ever truly wanted to fill their ballpark in college baseball, they're going to have to play a spring-summer schedule. Now, we have summer leagues, the Cape Cod League, and I understand the Alaska League. And, you know, I coached in those when I was younger, and those are in fear of being done away with if this were to happen. But if we really ever wanted to move the game to the next level, that's what it would take, because the cold weather is going to hamper. It's going to shorten your season like it does. But college baseball's at an all-time high. But I just think we need the TV contract, we need the TV revenue, and we need the popularity of what television would bring to us. Think about football, think about basketball, think about how many games are televised, and then think about baseball, right? Now go to the professional level. I mean, more people maybe watch college or professional baseball than basketball. Maybe not football, but that's once a week. But think about how many people watch that are Cardinals fans and watch Cardinal baseball games every day, home or away, Cubs home and away, Dodgers home and away, Rangers home and away. People love watching baseball. It's America's pastime. They're not allowed to fall in love with college baseball the way that they have fallen in love with college basketball and football, because it's not on television. And I've never really understood that. And I think if we can get the TV contracts and we start to build the personalities of college baseball, I think the thing would take off just like it has with basketball and football. And I think we're just on the verge of doing that.